All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. As you know, I have been playing God.
Is that a game or?
Mm-mm. I mean, I'm sure it is, but I've been doing it in the Jurassic Park sense.
Oh, yeah. The could-should disparity. Okay. All right.
Yeah. You know how that worked out.
Fine.
Yeah. And so a very popular bit of kids trivia is that cows have four stomachs.
Do they have four stomachs or two stomachs?
I think they have four.
Huh. Yeah, no, but just they're unguents, so like they've got they eat shit that's really hard to digest. There's lots of silica and grass, so yeah, it's got to go.
They move like it's like a scrum, like they move things from system to system, different stages of digestion.
Yep.
through the different stomachs.
I always thought scrum sounded like a biological.
It totally
term.
Does. Yeah, I can't believe people just say it. It's fucking dumb. It's like why would you call it that? come with the name. So I was thinking. I think for like one of the things about God is I think he lacks imagination. And I think that why stop at four?
You know, I've thought about that, too. Think about how much more efficient those cows would be. They may fart less methane. It may be better for the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and
plus more tasty stomachs.
Yep. So I've got a cow here. His name is Derek. It's purely a coincidence, I assure you.
OK.
And I have just maxed out the meter on the geneticizer. In terms of stomachs,
no middle sliders.
Like this stomach goes. This is the spinal tap of stomachs.
Yeah, so some of them Derek are hanging here. On the outside too. That seems real.
Yeah, Derek has a lot of stomachs.
Yeah.
So I have fed Derek a bunch of games. I sent him over to the game trough and coated each game with delicious cow sauce
food.
Yep. for him to eat. And then I figured we would kind of take a pin the tail on the donkey approach. And whichever stomach you end up puncturing, we'll play the game that's in that stomach.
Oh, yeah. Is this one of those 4-H cows that has a window in it?
I didn't design. I mean, yes.
Okay, but it's coincidental.
Yeah, I'm not beholden to the treaties of 4-H.
No,
with the stuff.
Yeah, you found the 5th-H. You've transcended
forbidden fifth H. Yeah, this is this is a 5-H cow.
Okay,
you know, and I've removed its voice box so it can stop begging me and asking for help.
Yeah, I thought it was really quiet actually.
Yeah, it keeps. If you look at its lips, it keeps mouthing the word help.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I can just ignore that. I throw in put on some sunglasses.
It's really weird that you taught it the words. You taught it to say the word help.
I haven't taught this thing anything.
Oh,
like it just learned. Like there's no teaching that's been going on. I've mostly been trying to avoid it.
Yeah,
because I wanted to eat all those games, and I was just like, is this too far? Like, he seems like he's in a lot of pain. I'm tricking him into eating plastic, and then I was just like, in for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah, no, we're all dead anyway.
Yeah.
So what are we gonna do? Just
I'm gonna give you a pin the tail on the donkey style tail.
Okay.
All right. And then I'm going to put a blindfold on you.
Oh, kinky. All right.
Not kinky. Nothing horny about this.
Okay.
Everyone put away your dicks.
All right.
Okay. And I'm going to spin you around.
Ooh.
And then you're going to pin the tail on
Gary.
On Derek,
so sick. Oh, no. Yep. You spun me too fast.
Yeah, I know. I just
need to sit down the stump for like a second.
No. That's not a stump.
Don't
sit down on him.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So I want you to pin this tail on Derek, and whichever stomach you puncture, that's the game that we'll play. Like, it'll burst, I think, because they're really swollen, these stomachs. Like, they're very desiccated and distended and lots of words that begin with D.
Yeah, no, we're dealing with a high-pressure situation. Okay, so, I mean...
Here, I'm pushing it. You're in the direction.
Okay.
So keep going.
All right, here we go.
Forward.
I'm stepping. Okay.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to give this one a lot of force, okay?
Okay.
And... Oh, wow, that was a loud pop.
Oh, it's trying to scream.
Oh... Does that hurt, Derek?
Oh, you can't talk, huh? Gary got your tongue?
It's weird. It's a weird percussive flute sound.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Right. So I've got cow juices on me.
Some of it's Capri Sun. I've been working with the boys down at the lab to make a more delicious stomach.
You could really apply. You should apply this technology to make ultra haggis.
Yeah. Just they call me the Haggis Magus. specifically because of my Capri Sun deliciousness here.
Yeah, yeah. No,
wait until you taste Derek's head cheese. It tastes like crunch berries. So we're using food science.
We need to stop advertising for Captain Crunch.
On Everything to Guppy, I ended up getting like four people to watch The Boy. I can't handle my position as a social media influencer. It's like making me want to like die. So, like, oh man.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I've got in my Capri Sun covered hand. It's like a small disc. Let me see.
Sure. Let's put it over here on the computer and see what it is.
Okay. It's a Steam executable. It's called I Must Kill .. Fresh Meat.
I have no idea what to say about this or what to do about it.
Neither do I.
Challenge mode. Like, yes. We've been doing expert year for people, and now it is expert year for us because we have two games I have nothing to fucking say about. And I don't know what to do.
Yeah. So this is going to be tough. This is going to be all tough. Right.
Yeah. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
You're listening to Abject Suffering. One day, bring back Abject Suffering Classic, play bad games so you don't have to, and make billions.
Completing the new cake, the new Coke conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. I about said new cake, which is not.
Different. There's same old cake.
Yes. And yeah, we're playing a game called I Must Kill .. Fresh Meat.
The colon is very funny. It looks like a sideways L. Like it's this weird Pac-Man stage in the middle of this game title.
And this is a point and click horror game. It's unfinished
you can't really click it. It's a point game. Like
make your dude move and he has a walk cycle.
Yeah, you can make your like Beavis and Butthead extra like move around, but I couldn't do anything.
No.
There's an hour long let's play of this on YouTube.
Okay.
That I didn't find until too late.
Right.
You know, so I was like trying to figure out like, well, what the hell is going on? What do I do with this? maybe there's not an hour. Maybe I dreamed that or something.
Yeah.
Because I that's the whole point of this but this is the reason why this is famous. You can't do anything in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like there's nothing to do.
Yeah. So this is one of those games that was like pretty much handmade to get Jim Sterling's attention.
Sure.
You know, with his bad Steam Greenlight asset flip kind of things. Yes. It was put up on Steam Greenlight, Steam Early Access, super, super early. And just another of many, many pieces of, you know, persuasive evidence that Steam ought to have people looking at this stuff and not, trust the system. Never trust the system. Come on. And
2015,
and then they just abandoned it.
Yeah, it's like a proof of concept.
Yes, and
words are doing a lot of work, like proof and concept. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, and the concept they were trying to prove is, what if two people attempted to make a non-functional game that kind of looked like Neverending Nightmares?
Yeah. It's you know, I can imagine what this would be like if it were complete. And even then, it's not that exciting to me.
No.
You know, like it's like a grindhouse horror kind of thing.
But he insists it is not a jump scare game.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's not.
No. In everything that he writes about it, this is atmosphere. This is not jump scare.
Yeah, he's very defensive about that.
Yes.
But you can't, it's unfit. It's not even like, this is not early access. This is the earliest of accesses.
Right. So like this person just published their ideas folder on their desktop.
But like, it's weird because it is, you can move around and there are the art and stuff is not good or anything, but it is doable. Like it is made. It's weird. It's like they made the game, they worked on all that stuff first, but then didn't get like basic, like you can right click on an object to do adventure game stuff with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's no, it'd be like a Mario game where like you're plopped down in the middle of World 1-1 and everything worked except you couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could jump, but you couldn't walk.
Yeah. So it's like this guy who was working with an artist. You can find their like YouTubes on their like in the credits page, which I felt really weirded out about because it's like the artist lady put up like nature walk vlogs and stuff. It's like, nah, yeah. this is too personal. But it's like he worked with this artist and said, all right, we have all these assets. And she's like, all right, cool. I've done my part. Now what happens in the game?
And where?
And that's where it stopped.
So when I watched a video of it, people started in the house. When I played it, I started outside the butcher shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing about this, the thing that justifies its free price tag, is the shit-eating grin pig that's hanging out to the left, like watching you, like
that is like perfect really avatar good. Material. Actually,
I love it so much. It's like the ball toad from Monster My Podcast.
I'm just so proud of his testes.
Yeah, just
and he's even doing like he's leaning on the fence with his elbow, like real cocky, like he's leaning. Yeah, he's leaning there like he's Bubsy.
Yeah, like what you see. You know, very funny.
He doesn't move. You know, like there are background elements that are animated. Doesn't talk. It's not interactable.
No, it's like a statue I would buy. Like, and just like set it up in my bathtub or something when I have a party. Going piss, huh?
Everything coming out okay?
Is this where all the dicks hang out? it's like the pig wedding uncle. Like upgrade.
Wedding uncle pig. You're incorrigible.
I know. It's just my humor.
But Uncle Pig, I'm supposed to get the first dance. You don't cut in.
Yeah. Well, call me back when you got some grass on the field.
But Uncle Pig, that is ridiculous. That's Nicole. She's our niece. That's your daughter. Wedding Uncle Pig, this isn't a wedding. This is an intervention. You need to stop. Oh, and Wedding Eagle Pig has turned into Jeff Goldblum. So,
suppose I'm.
Yeah,
boy.
No, I started outside the butcher shop too. I need to read this from the description on the Steam page, Gary.
Yeah. Tell me about this.
Yeah. Okay. It has to be both of these. It has to be both paragraphs. I Must Kill Fresh Meat is a hand-drawn classic 2D point-and-click adventure with a light horror story. The story is about an unnamed butcher who had his own world since childhood from which he was violently torn away. Our butcher was never able to deal with the new age. Therefore, he considers everything modern, including modern behavior, as disgusting, and he despises the modern era. You don't use the word modern 5 times in a sentence, but
a lot of modern.
Yeah. I Must Kill Fresh Meat is not about jump scares, but it is trying to pull in the player into a story with its atmosphere. The game is concurrently trying to show the player that younger generation is addicted to modern technology and is also disrespectful to each other. Who is the human pig then? The butcher or the other?
The pig just being like, I don't need batteries.
Just pigs walking around and everybody's looking at their phones all the time. What happened to talking to each other?
On the Steam page here, more games like this: Path of Exile, Destiny 2, and Metro Exodus.
I have the exact same three. I've got like, the exact why? Same three.
Why? That's so dumb. Like, oh man, I love this game. I can't wait to Metro Exodus. What's this? You can do things. This is so fucking stupid. Where's Horny Pig? Like, I don't get it.
Like, what is Horny Pig?
It's also, this is something that, you know, actually exhibit something I find very irritating about Steam and fan culture is that the average review on this is like a 5 out of 10 because of people being like, this is good.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is awesome. Thumbs up. Best game I've ever played. You know, and it makes me really upset. Yes. I dislike that immensely. Mm-hmm. Stop doing that. It's not good.
No, it's not. Like, everybody knows what you're doing, and it's not even that funny. Yeah. Hey, Steam, can your curation get a little bit better? Or, you know, like, moderation? So we have a review here written by a user named Big Fag. Who says, literally the greatest thing I have ever played. You really get a feeling for how poorly developed and planned literally everything is. Hey, maybe don't let people name themselves Big Fag.
This game is putting humanity on the right path by encouraging as many people to kill themselves as possible. This game will stop overpopulation and ISIS. What a brave little 4chan iconoclast here that we found. Like, you know, the game does have that feeling of like it might be trying to bite some hatred steez in that very strong developer thing about how it's about modern society and
this
underdog. You know, I don't know if you've ever read the hatred statement from those guys, but same basic thing, except like, he didn't make a game. It's very weird. It's like a big disclaimer and mission statement for a poster.
Yeah. I didn't get anything about the modern world and what I saw here. No.
Yeah, too many houses, too many butcher shops. I don't know. Like, what is the change you're looking for here? What am I supposed to vote on Prop 202? Developers,
are you trying to change my mind? It's you're not doing a very good job at that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is it feels even bad to say this is trash because it's not a thing, but it's on the trajectory of trash.
Yes. It's like, okay, you know, it's. Even if they finished it, it would probably still be pretty garbage. But as of right now, it's just insulting because
it's not even like something that can't be considered.
Right. It's like it's disqualified from analysis. And I guess their plan was, you know, so if you read their early access disclaimer, which if you go to the community page, like literally every question about like, hey, when is this going to be finished? Says, why does nobody read the early access box? but like if you read this here, like so early access was supposed to last for 3 months. And their idea was we're going to develop this adventure game alongside the community with their input. Which seems like a really bad idea.
They are still. I'm kind of surprised that this is still going though. Oh no. That was pinned. Okay. There's a post that was pinned in 2019.
Yes.
But the post was written in 2015 from the studio saying your feelings. We want to know about your feelings of the game. How do you feel about game screens or scenes? We want you to feel the atmosphere of the gaming screens. We don't want to make a jump scare game. We know.
Yep. You've said it many times.
But people are giving them like honest feedback, which I don't fucking get. Like, how did this happen? And people are like, I love the atmosphere here. What are you talking about? Like add a girl and a sex interaction to the girl or animal lols and a girl too, and then girl fuck my life, I want a girl, says who then PC. Man, fuck it, the Steam community.
Yeah.
It's like is this like quietly one of the grossest communities online?
And I mean it's loudly one of the grossest communities online. It's
fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Have you ever like I mean, just fuck man. It just God forbid you get like a technical issue about a game and you want to see if it's common, you know, like okay, I'll go to Steam and see. Like literally it's just all this shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's the absolute worst.
Yeah.
And then the reason why we're stuck here on the Steam zone is because there's nothing else online about this fucking game.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And, there's nothing in the game. There's like the Jim Sterling video about it, but yeah.
Which is 6 minutes long, and he does basically what I did, except he didn't get the butcher shop scene, which I left. Like, it glitched. Like, I went into the butcher shop, couldn't do anything, tried to leave the butcher shop, went into a window, then was in a car, then was at a house.
Same thing.
Yeah. I said, what the fuck is that? Like, are you trying to do some like, you know, fugue state David Lynch time passing stuff? I think that's probably the intent, but
maybe. But yeah, it really reads as a glitch.
Yeah, Quint is personally very excited for the full game.
Why?
Quint, you are gullible.
2015, I know there were games.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, December 20th, yeah. 2015, Santa Worshipper. It's not done. It's early access.
Yeah. Oh, shit. The Groupies Deluxe version of this. Curious as to the difference between the free-to-play version and the deluxe version. Sold on Groupies. So apparently you can go to a website called Groupies and get a deluxe version of it. That might be where some of these screens are from, like, later in the game.
Maybe. Yeah, like, I petered out. Like, I got to the first floor of the house, and I could not find the thing I needed to click on to proceed. And so I
stopped. It's maddening, because there's a million things that, like, there's a crowbar under the bureau, and nothing, you can't do anything with it. I'm like, I know I need that fucking crowbar, but I can't push the bureau. I can't, like, this is missing the basic units of games. You know, this is like in Mr. Show, where, like, he gets the sandwich, like, the guy, the guy, and he's just like, what's on your sandwich? Peanut butter, sponge, dice, you know, like a playing card. Like, it's that kind of thing. Like, this isn't food. You know, isn't a game, you know, and I always hate saying something isn't a game, but this isn't a game.
Yeah, it's not a game yet. Like, as it exists, it's not a game. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
and wait for them to finally take the world by storm 4 years later with this thing 5 years later.
Yeah. Did you read the Killopedia?
I saw that it was extant, but did not read it.
Yeah, it's got all of the it's got all of the background information about the butcher's life, because, like, the game opens up with, like, a monologue about how the butcher hates summer because it reminds him of his dead grandpa or whatever. And then that's literally the only text that's in the game itself outside of the Killopedia.
I definitely saw that. Yes. Like, I watched the opening monologue.
So I'm just going to read some of this from the Killopedia, which was a just terrible bear to transcribe because of the font choice that they made. You can you can see the font, like, in the Steam preview images. Butcher's childhood. Butcher was always a particular person. His personality disorder was discovered for the first time in the elementary school when he wasn't able to distinguish girls from boys according to fundamental sexual differences, and basic social interaction was a big problem for him. That had led to many disciplinary punishments, including proposal to take Butcher into special institutional care, where he would definitely end up like slave of drugs. When Butcher's parents were on the way to school to decide what to do with him next, they had a tragic car accident in the forest near Sleepy Lake. The lorry, which transports pigs to the farm, had lost its wheel, which had exploded by aging, and the lorry driver lost control. Unfortunately, Butcher's parents were in the way, and their car was totally scrapped, so his grandpa brought him up.
That's a lot of surprising detail.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah. So the butcher's grandpa took him in and didn't know what to do about his many disorders. So he went to his friend, who was a war surgeon from the Vietnam War, and agreed to let him do an experimental brain surgery on the butcher. After that, talking to him was like talking to a box covered in meat, which doesn't have a soul.
A box covered in meat.
Which doesn't have a soul.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
Yep.
And then
the grandpa died, and then the butcher was adopted by somebody named Mr. Devil. A mysterious foreigner and successful businessman, had read about the tragedy about the orphan named Butcher in the newspapers and decided to take him on board.
Extra extra weird guy.
But I just like this. Mr. Devil decided to take him on board.
Yeah. Welcome to the company. You're a partner at Devil and Mr. Associates.
Yeah, Mr. Associate.
Extra kid might have autism. I don't, like, doesn't it seem like him not being able to socially differentiate, and then also the language of the developer, like, if this is legitimately, and I hope this goes without saying, but, like, I don't know if it does, if this is legitimately, like, meant to be this person's experience with anything,
Right.
I'm not making fun of that experience.
No,
I can
no.
only look at what is on the page.
The expression of it is very farcical. And like, I'm half laughing at the bad grammar in this, but also like laughing because there are some very funny turns of phrase that I think are actually good.
Oh, yeah.
A box covered in meat, which does not have a soul, is actually really good accidental poetry. When you look at the this developer's YouTube and stuff, primarily what he does is stream WoW. And in fact, earlier today when I was doing research, like, he was doing a live stream on YouTube, and I was just like watching him play and describe WoW. And I think he lives in like Chechnya or former Czechoslovakia, something like that. So definitely not English as a first language, but he was speaking English on the stream.
Okay, so he's capable.
Yeah.
Yes. Tom's Walking Game. It's like this like very cute little like donut Halloween, you know, ice cream desktop that he's created on his DeviantArt page.
Yeah.
I'm sure we talked about this before. Do you think that DeviantArt is a title that could use another draft?
Yeah.
For like, you know, I think that even if it didn't turn out to be kind of the haven for like, you know, like there's a lot of people who actually use it for real expression and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the association, I think that I'm not alone in thinking that it's like mostly, you know, a little bit unsavory, horny fan art.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a little on the nose that's called deviant art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, I don't know. Yeah, pervert poem .com. Like, you're, and it's like, well, some people are actually writing real ass poems there, but mostly it's about like, what if, you know, 7 of 9 got a starship pregnant, you know? Yeah. Mostly that.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I would if I was an artist who primarily did, you know, who wanted to use that as a portfolio site, I would be very reticent to send that to like a potential employer. Or try to win a contract by sending them a link to, oh, check out my deviations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here is my art.
Mm-hmm.
For I am a deviant.
Yes.
And this is my art.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. It is a weirdly named site.
Yeah. Odd choice.
Yeah. I'm really curious how he was going to work in cell phones are bad.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of technology going on.
No,
there. It is this gaming studio is a BF and GF.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So this is a couple that made this.
Gotcha. Okay.
I
thought I recognized him in her vlog videos, but he's changed his hair and his beard. Since the like little portrait was drawn for the game
on the on their Twitter, it says we're an indie studio of 2 members and also a BF and GF.
Huh.
So they are lovers.
Hey, Gary, do you want to try that again, but less creepy?
So they finger one another.
Yes. Okay.
Less creepy.
least it's an active sentence.
Yeah. They you know, like, they're lovers. I assume they're lovers. I mean, they could be chased.
No. I don't know. The word lover is it clangs on me.
If they're against cell phones, I hope that they're fucking.
Yes.
Like, if you're not, if
you're
against
technology, what else are you going to do in bed?
Yeah, what else are they doing? Mm-hmm. Well, especially in bed, dude.
Yep.
Like, you know, if I'm awake, I'm looking at my phone, but if I'm in bed, I'm either looking at my phone, you know, sometimes reading a book if I'm feeling like a little masterpiece theater.
Mm-hmm.
But then other than that, though, it's like, you know, you should probably be being intimate with GF or BF.
Yes.
You know, or if not, I don't care. I'm just reaching for a bit because there's nothing in this fucking game.
Yeah.
I'm just like literally just casting out every fucking tendril like the dog in the thing. Yeah. Trying to like find something.
Trying to just bring windows down.
Yeah. Please digress. Like, why can't I find a digression?
Let something go.
God, the next
go.
Episode's going to be so hard. I have like about 4 minutes of serious material on that and then nothing.
And then nothing, yeah. To challenge. It's an expert day for abject suffering. Mm-hmm. There's a topic on the Steam board. Do you think the girl doing the voiceover is hot? I don't remember a voiceover. Is there a voiceover?
No, I never got to one.
Huh.
Maybe it could just be like they just write that on every page.
Maybe.
Like just in case, just hoping to get bites.
Yeah. Like I don't want to play all these games that might have a sexy voiceover. So I will write the question. And if people answer yes, then I will download it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get a little email.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go and check out the game. And then there's, hey, sexy voiceover.
Yeah.
You know, because the internet, it's hard to find sexy voices, but especially way back in 2015.
Oh, man.
You know,
yeah.
different era.
The microphones were not necessarily tuned to capture the sexiness.
No. Like you can go back to this show and listen to how unsexy it was in 2015 compared to how sexy it is now.
Yeah. No, and that's literally just because of the technology.
No, we've upped it. We had a Patreon goal.
at $4,206.09.
Yep, we recruit sexy Mike.
Hello. Hi. I'm just gonna stand here gyrating while you talk.
Yeah. Hello. You know, in that Simpsons where they go to the Circus Olay and it's just the guy just like thrusting in Homer's face.
Yep.
On Leap Day, I'm going to some kind of live circus event that my girlfriend's family gave me a ticket to for Christmas.
Okay.
I have literally no idea what to expect, nor what it is called, because the gift was a picture of it, a printed out picture, and then a fake ticket.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't even know the name of it or where it is. And I don't know exactly what it is, but you know, or what the name of it is. But if I look at the picture, it looks like it's going to be one of those things.
Oh, so, huh. You know, yeah. So
you got that going on.
You're going to go watch a lot of you're going to go to a tight clothes circus.
I'm going to go to a tights circus.
Yeah. Tights and wires.
No animals. Yeah. Lots of just like gyrating and like air humping.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. Just pray you're not in the interaction zone. You know, so
don't
be in the aisles and don't be in the front.
Yeah. And you also can't like look too much like you don't want to interact. Because certain people will prey on that.
Yeah.
Somebody's watched a lot of stage magic.
Yeah. They will see you sitting there with your arms crossed and like just kind of like looking 3/4 off to the side. Then boom, they hone in. And like all of a sudden you're up there like, anybody can juggle if you try. Like, God.
Like, I assure you I cannot. I promise you.
Where is the magic in your heart?
No. I'm going to start. If they look at me, I'm going to pick my nose. What do you think that makes me more or less likely to get picked?
I think you have to do both hands at the same time.
Oh, that's an alpha move in general, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's how you can tell somebody's an ultra Chad. Very efficient.
Yes.
You know? Or if you use two fingers, but not two hands.
Mm.
You know, including the other hand is free to do whatever you want.
You're just like giving yourself the Mo Howard. Like,
yeah. But dig in. Yeah, but like also trying to produce product in clear passages.
Yes, yeah.
The twin goals of nose picking.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I think what you ought to do is you like just mix some like strawberry jam with some oatmeal, then apply it to your skin with some paintbrushes. So that way it looks like you have active lesions, and then that way they don't pull you up.
Berry disease.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because like even if they're not worried that you're going to be contagious, like they might think you're going to bum everybody out.
Yeah, yeah. Or just cough a lot.
But no, just wear one of those surgical masks. That's literally all you have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that's probably like the new headphones as well. Like, you don't want to talk to on the street.
Yeah.
You know? Because like, who's going to, you know, I don't know. I feel like that's a good way to keep people off of you.
I think so, too. Yeah. It doesn't have to be like a surgical one. Just put on a painter's mask one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like wander around, like for the low, low price of like not being able to breathe super good, you can avoid human interaction.
For the delirium of depriving yourself just a little bit of oxygen.
A little bit of oxygen. Yeah. Then, you know, you can avoid making small talk with people at the bus stop.
Hearing
about their bands.
Beat still my heart.
Yeah, I think that's a good trade off.
Yeah.
This is a lot of error. I would trade to never talk to people again. I mean, I realize there's a real direct and extreme way to make that change. Yeah,
you can make that happen.
Yeah, I can make that happen, but... man.
Yeah.
Well, I've cell already phones. Called this one.
Yeah, I've already called this one, too. This is this is not good.
Yeah. Expert mode, man.
Yep.
If you like this show, please head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm.
Kick us some money.
Yeah, you can get extra episodes of this show, 2 of them a month. We're coming up on like 90 of those recorded. something mm-hmm. like that. Yeah. So we're gonna hit 100 this year. 100 episodes of Abject Suffering that you might not have heard. There's some good ones yep. in there.
Yeah, that's a good value.
Yeah,
it's a big number. Mm-hmm. And you can also leave us ratings and reviews on Apple Podcast.
Yes, you can.
Tell your friends, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's good. Mm-hmm. I think that's good. So until next time, if you're not with me, then you're my enemy.